Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Stella Bronson is here to commence a further chapter of Office Wife.
I didn't think Marcia Pilgrim would ever do me a good turn, but she has, and how. Little I tell you. Harry Palmer and I worked out a scheme to keep Marcia here in town while Jeff and I went out to the West Coast together on business. I was going to return and tell such a story about Jeff's behavior that he'd have to resign or be kicked out of the firm. But the scheme was full of flaws because there was nothing to stop Marcia from changing her mind at the last moment and coming with us. Well, she can't change her mind now because not 5 minutes ago she wrecked her car. This place is like an antheap. Everyone's rushing about like mad.
Stella, what stupendous luck. Though it's tough on Marcia.
What odds will you give about Jeff Pilgrim being in the firm for another week now?
I think it was very obliging of Marcia to get herself involved in the crash, don't you? Mind you, I hope she's not too badly knocked about.
Well, I'm no ghoul, so do I. Just so long as she's in hospital for at least a week, I'll be happy.
Let me think. Look here, Stella. There won't be any need for you to come back from the West Coast in such a hurry now, will there?
If I can stay there for 5 or 6 days, it'll make it all the more convincing. I mean, when I flounce back here by myself, rage-maddened at the wicked Mr. Pilgrim.
It's in the bag.
Mr. Pilgrim's secretary? Oh, it's you, Jeff. How's Marcia? Oh, that's such a relief. That's wonderful. I'm so glad for your sake. Harry Palmer's here. Shall I put him on? Yes, here he is now.
Hello, old man. Yes, shocking bad show. Concussion. Oh, they'll keep her there for a while, though, won't they? Yes, yes, I should jolly well think so. Well, if they let you see her again today, wish her all the best from me. All right. All right, cheerio. Possible concussion, and she'll be in hospital for observation for at least a week.
That's all I wanted to know.
No cuts, no bones broken, just a lot of bruises and shock.
Then we needn't waste too much sympathy. I've done worse to myself diving off the high board.
Only this time, Angel, it's poor old Jeffrey who's set for the high dive. Eh?
Straight into the chowder. Oh, this is really good. Poor child. How do you feel? Pretty rotten, I expect.
I feel as though I've been in a car smash, Aunt Harriet.
You were terribly lucky, you know. So was your uncle.
Oh, I should be kicked from one end of this hospital to the other. Poor Uncle Tressida. He kept telling me to slow down.
Don't worry about him. He's only shaken up. 2 whiskies, and he was back to normal.
Oh, I must have been crazy. I could have killed him.
You could have killed yourself, too. What made you drive like that, Marcia? You're generally rather good.
Oh, I was mad at myself. And everybody else, too.
Why?
I was playing a dirty trick on Jeff.
About not going away with him?
Yes.
I think you'd better tell me the whole story.
But you won't say anything to Jeff.
I sincerely hope you'll be woman enough to tell him yourself. Come along now. What were you up to?
Well, I was going to leave them alone on the West Coast for a few days and then fly over and walk in.
And then what?
I was going to make a tremendous fuss about nothing and say that Jeff was... Well, I was going to say that he had to get rid of Stella Bronson. I thought I'd be bound to find them together.
Marcia, I'm ashamed of you.
That was not only a shabby trick to play on your husband, but a remarkably stupid one. What on earth put such ridiculous ideas into your head?
I hate that Bronson woman. I've hated her since the first time I set eyes on her.
That's no excuse.
I know it's not, but... Well, Aunt Harriet, I thought I'd do anything to get Stella Bronson out of the way.
The only person you'll get out of the way with that kind of shenanigans is your husband. I declare, Martha, you don't deserve a thoroughly nice person like Jeff. Now, you pay attention to me. Jeff will be back here in 10 minutes or so. See that you tell him the entire story.
Oh, do I have to today?
You take my advice. You'd better tell him while you're sure of plenty of sympathy.
Couldn't we possibly say nothing? Why does Jeff have to know what I was going to do?
Because no young woman worth her salt could play such an underhand trick without making amends.
Now, please, Aunt Harriet.
No, I don't want to growl at you now, Mel, dear. But if you don't tell Jeff yourself, then I will.
You will?
Yes. It's going to sound bad enough coming from you, Marcia. If you hesitate when Jeff arrives, just think what it's going to sound like coming from me.
Oh, why did I have to get myself into this mess?
I don't think there's anything I've forgotten, Miles. Jeff being away at the hospital this afternoon hasn't made it any easier for you, has it?
I think you've explained Jeff's office to very well. What time are you leaving in the morning?
Flight 126, I think it is, to DC-4. 11:35 from the aerodrome.
Will Jeff be back this evening at all?
I shouldn't think so.
That's about the lot. I'll hold the fort for you and Jeff when you get back.
I bet you wish you were coming, too.
I do.
Well, bye. See you in 2 weeks, more or less.
Oh, look, before you go, Stella.
What?
Marcia's accident is making it a bit tough on Jeff with all the responsibility of him out on the coast.
I know that.
Well, why don't you lay off him this time?
Now, look here, Miles.
I've had some time to mull over the affair of you and Jeff at Harry Palmer's flat. I'm satisfied he was tricked into it by you and Palmer. Just because you'll be 2,000 miles away from here, and you'll have the chap to yourself, don't make it any tougher for him. Fair enough.
I'm getting just a little fed up with you, Mr. Hendricks.
That's too bad.
Why don't you mind your own little suburban affairs?
Save your breath, Miss Bronson.
Isn't Jeff Pilgrim capable of looking after himself?
It's really not a scrap of use putting on a turn. Jeff Pilgrim's a good chap. Harry Palmer's not. Quite frankly, I don't think you are either.
If this is leading up to anything, would you mind giving me a clue?
If you and Palmer are trying to play games at Jeff's expense, just remember this. All the talk going about concerning Pilgrim and you is going to blow up one day. Well, before any resignations are accepted or anyone's fired, there'll be a pretty exhaustive inquiry.
Please, I don't want to stand here all night.
Then take this with you. I know one or two things about you and Palmer and his little Miss Moffat that I'm not supposed to know. I could put a crimp in the three of you already, but I like to make sure of my facts. That's all. We can go now.
Thanks.
Anytime.
Hello, Harry. Just missed Jeff. He hasn't been gone 3 minutes.
Never mind. It's you I came to see. Well, are they making plenty of fuss over you?
It's almost worth piling my car up.
Well, you're taking it very well. What happened to your car? Is it knocked about much?
Pretty badly bent, I'm afraid.
Never mind, Marcia. If the insurance company turns you down, there's always Uncle Tresidor.
Oh, you little ray of sunshine. You are... Oh, my head.
Oh, what's the bandage hiding?
A lump about the size of a grapefruit.
No kidding.
Yes. Feel. Oh, careful.
My, my. That must be about the biggest lump ever seen outside of a melon patch. Seriously, Marcia, I'm terribly glad it's not any worse.
They tell me it could have been quite easily. My skull should have been fractured.
Rotten bad luck it happening just at a time like this, though, wasn't it?
You mean the scheme to give Stella Bronson the old heave-ho?
Yes, of course.
Doesn't make any difference now. In a way, I'm glad.
Glad? How come?
It was a mean, rotten trick, whichever way you look at it.
Now, listen, Marcia, honey, I thought you really wanted to get Bronson out of the picture.
So I do. But I'm glad I didn't make quite such a heel of myself as I was going to. And as I said, now it doesn't make any difference.
But why not?
Well, you must know about Jeff.
Know what about Jeff?
That trip of his. It's all off.
What?
Yes. He flatly refused to leave until I'm out of this hospital.
Do you mean to tell me Jeff's not going after all? Good Lord. Look, Marcia, I'm sorry, Pip, but time's getting on. I must bolt. Cheerio, look after yourself. I'll send you some flowers in the morning.
Well, what's biting Harry Palmer?
Crazy, I don't believe it.
I tell you, Pilgrim's called his trip off. I just heard it from Marcia herself.
Oh, confound Marcia. Why couldn't she wreck a beastly car some other time?
This rather puts us out of action for a while, doesn't it?
Silly fool. Just because his wife's in hospital with a bump on her stupid head, Jeff Pilgrim has to sit about and hold her little hand.
I know, I know. The touching display of affection. What can you see worth laughing at?
Well, it is really funny when you stop to think. Jeff Pilgrim slipped through our fingers at the very last minute. And you know why?
Because Marcia ran into a truck.
No. It's because he's so very fond of his wife. There's a moral there somewhere, if you care to look for it. And I don't.
Stella's doing her best to hide it, but she's relieved. She's glad she doesn't have to go through with that original scheme to shoot Pilgrim down in flames. Why? I don't have to tell you that, do I? But if Marcia's going to be in hospital for a week, maybe we can still score the rubber. Why shouldn't Stella call to see Jeff one night? This time, at his place.
We invite you to listen again to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Harding, a Donovan Joyce production.